and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Value of Knowing How to Show Up. If you listened to my previous podcast, you know my topic was communication currency. Based on what I learned by listening to Carla Harris's TEDx talk, I explained the meaning of relationship currency, why it's insufficient to focus on performance currency, and I also added four specific elements to address relationship currency. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you're putting that information to good use. Do you know who said 90% of success in life is just showing up? If you answered Woody Allen, you are right. So, what's the deal with showing up? And don't we all do that? Well, not quite, as you're about to hear in this podcast. What we ultimately do with this information is totally up to us. Regardless of how you opt to handle it, this tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. Let's get started. The three questions I plan to answer in this podcast are, number one, what do we mean by the phrase showing up? Number two, what are the risks of not showing up? And finally, how can we get better at knowing how to show up, especially when speaking? Beginning with the first question, showing up is defined as being fully present. It means not attending to distractions, no matter how small or how fleeting they may appear to be. Sounds easy enough, but it can be kind of tough, as you may already realize. By now, you're probably wondering what the downside or risks are of not showing up, which happens to be our second question. So let's review this carefully. While I'm not about to present an exhaustive list, I do recommend you consider these 10 risks. Number one, we may find ourselves being misjudged or misperceived. Number two, we may be overlooked for a promotional opportunity within our existing company. Number three, we may be turned down for a new job or role at an outside company. Number four, we may be talked over during a conference call or during a meeting. Number five, we may not be fully listened to and therefore easily forgotten. Number six, we may be perceived as either disinterested or distracted. Number seven, we may lose our focus and as a result get off track. Number eight, we may miss the point of an extremely important comment. Number nine, we may be off in our timing and either speed up or slow down unnecessarily. And number 10, we may have difficulty following a conversation or following a discussion. You may have encountered other risks beyond those I just mentioned. Whether you've experienced these examples or have your own examples, hopefully you can easily see the downside when we fail to show up. Now, let's get to the third question and address how we can get better at knowing how to show up, especially when speaking. You may find it beneficial to ask yourself the following 10 questions, being as candid as possible. Number one, do you believe you have a receptive and open attitude? Number two, do you do advanced homework or research to prepare yourself? Number three, are you invested in your topic? Number four, do you feel committed to knowing as well as meeting the needs of others? Number five, are you able to clear your head to reduce or even eliminate preoccupation? Number 6, do you give yourself extra time to respond to challenges that may arise? Number 7, do you actively seek constructive feedback? Number 8, are you interested in learning from prior mistakes so as not to repeat them? Number 9, do you strive to build your level of self-confidence? And number 10, are you aware of your body language and what it communicates to others? Showing up knows absolutely no bounds. By that I mean it can apply to our job, our personal life, our relationships, oh, and yes, even public speaking. You may find it useful to review these 10 questions first as they relate to your personal life, but then, ultimately, it's extremely worthwhile to look at the application of this same concept in your professional life. So please be sure to make sufficient time to do so. Realizing this is quite a tall order, please know that your success is clearly not dependent on getting this all right, so don't even bother going there. Instead, be willing to explore how you show up. In fact, you may be surprised by what you learn. It can be quite an eye-opener. In closing, my podcasts are as diverse as my clients and my prospects. And that means you. The goal is to offer information you can apply immediately. Focusing on knowing how to show up is extremely beneficial in both your personal and your professional life. It always serves you well when it comes to creating your standout factor. So, until next month, I wish you profitable speech.